I think it is a universally acknowledged truth at this point that
Yeah.
modern dating is just exhausting. It really
Oh,
is.
absolutely. It's draining.
Right. But then when you add the layer of international dating to that mix, that everyday exhaustion,
Yeah.
it kind of mutates into straight up anxiety.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
And for anyone listening right now from Sri Lanka who has ever, considered looking for a life partner overseas, I imagine you know exactly what I'm talking about here.
Oh, they definitely do. I mean, the initial excitement is real.
Exactly. The excitement of potentially meeting someone from across the world, learning a new culture, starting a new life. But it's almost immediately overshadowed by this profound sense of dread.
Right, because you log onto social media or you download one of those generic global dating apps and you are instantly walking into a minefield.
A total minefield.
Yeah.
You are constantly wondering, is this profile fake? Is this person just trying to scam me out of my savings? Or are they just going to talk to me every day for 3 months, get me totally emotionally invested, and then completely ghost me?
Yeah, and it is a very real, very valid fear. And honestly, it is entirely rational.
Completely rational.
The digital landscape has certainly made the world smaller, like allowing us to connect across oceans in seconds, but it absolutely hasn't made it safer for our hearts or, for our personal data.
No, not at all.
If anything, the sheer scale of the internet has just amplified those risks. You are essentially leaving your most vulnerable self exposed to this massive global network of strangers.
Which is exactly why today's deep dive is so incredibly relevant. We have our hands on this intriguing guide called The Sincere Connection, and it's from a platform out of Sri Lanka called Insilanka.
Right. And they are doing something radically different here.
Yeah, the mission of this deep dive is to explore how they are essentially trying to rewrite the rules of international dating for locals. They are entirely removing that Wild West element.
Yeah, they really position themselves as a premier safe alternative.
A system that prioritizes human dignity and what they call a journey of joy rather than a journey of stress. Okay, let's unpack this.
Yeah.
Because when you look at how standard dating apps operate, it honestly feels like wandering through a crowded, completely unlit bazaar at midnight.
That is exactly what it feels like.
Right. You are bumping into strangers, you are constantly checking your pockets to make sure your wallet is still there, and you just have zero idea who is actually who.
Yeah.
But Ensilanka's model, it operates much more like an exclusive, well-lit club. There's a dedicated bouncer at the door, there's a personal concierge guiding you to your table, and everyone in the room have been vetted. It's a completely different atmosphere.
That analogy, I mean, it hits the nail on the head. But to really grasp how they cultivate that exclusive atmosphere, we kind of have to pull back and look at the broader context of what Ensilanka actually does.
Okay, lay it out for us.
Well, because they aren't just a tech startup running some dating server out of a basement, they are fundamentally a lifestyle platform.
A lifestyle platform.
Exactly. Their primary operation involves providing international guests with this beautiful, highly curated life experience when they visit or move to Sri Lanka.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And a crucial integrated part of that lifestyle service is helping those same international guests build genuine, respectful connections with local partners. So they are heavily invested in real-world outcomes, not just, maximizing the time people spend endlessly swiping on a glass screen.
See, that distinction changes everything because they have actual skin in the game. They are dealing with real people booking real travel and lifestyle services.
Precisely.
So if we are going to understand the architecture of this platform, we need to look at how they systematically dismantle the exact risks that make international dating so terrifying in the first place.
The comparison table in the guide really highlights this well.
Yeah, they use this concept of a security blanket, and I want to dig into that because claiming you're safe is easy,
Yeah.
right? But proving it requires actual mechanics.
Right.
Let's start with the biggest elephant in the room, fake accounts. On a generic app, I can just steal a photo of a handsome guy off Instagram, slap the name John from London on it, and start messaging people in Colombo within 3 minutes.
Yeah, we've all seen it.
So how does a platform actually stop that?
Well, by anchoring the digital identity to a real-world footprint, this is where that lifestyle platform aspect becomes their strongest defense mechanism.
Okay, tracking with you.
They counter the fake account problem with a system of verified guests. Because these international users are interacting with Ensilanka's broader services, perhaps booking accommodations, arranging travel, or utilizing their lifestyle concierges.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, the platform's team actually knows who they are. There is a paper trail, there are real-world transactions, there is human interaction. A scammer operating a farm of fake profiles from a laptop in another country simply cannot pass through that physical and logistical filter.
So the verification isn't just like an automated email check. It's tethered to actual reality.
Exactly.
But what about the more insidious stuff? You know, the emotional and financial manipulation, the romance scams that we always hear horror stories about, where someone spends months building trust just to, you know, ask for emergency money.
What's fascinating here is how they handle that. It brings us to their second layer of defense, which they call admin oversight.
Okay.
Now, for the last decade, the entire tech industry has been obsessed with automation, right?
Oh, completely. Algorithms for everything.
Right. Removing the human element to let the machines run everything.
Yeah.
But Enslunka does the exact opposite. They are actively solving this stranger danger aspect of the internet by inserting human oversight back into the equation.
Wait, real humans?
Real humans. The platform's team is personally reviewing profiles and actively monitoring the connection flows. They are watching for red flags, irregular patterns, or predatory behavior that an algorithm might miss, but a human administrator spots instantly.
Now, I have to jump in here and play devil's advocate for a second.
Yeah, sure, go for it.
Because as someone used to the absolute freedom of modern tech, where I can swipe, match, and text someone my address in 5 minutes if I really want to, having an administrator monitor connection flows sounds, well, a little invasive. Doesn't that level of oversight feel restrictive?
Oh, it absolutely feels restrictive. But that restriction is the entire point.
Really?
Yeah. In software design, there's this concept that sometimes friction is a feature, not a bug.
Interesting.
If you want the chaotic, instantaneous freedom of a generic app, you also have to accept the incredibly high probability of scammers, fakes, and emotional burnout. Those two things are a package deal.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Enslunka is deliberately trading that instant, reckless gratification for a highly structured environment. Think about it from the perspective of a bad actor. A scammer doesn't want admin oversight.
Right.
A fake profile doesn't want to be verified through a lifestyle platform. By designing the system with these intentional hurdles, they naturally repel the predators. The only people willing to jump through those hoops are the ones genuinely seeking a meaningful connection.
Wow, okay. That makes a lot of sense. You are basically building a wall that only the sincere are willing to climb.
Precisely.
And that philosophy extends perfectly to what terrifies people the most, I think. The actual real-world meeting.
Oh, definitely.
Meeting a stranger from the internet alone, at a coffee shop or a park, it carries genuine physical risk, especially when cultural or language barriers are involved.
Exactly. And this is where their guided arrangements come into play. Instead of leaving you to fend for yourself, they completely remove the logistical anxiety of that first encounter.
So you aren't texting a stranger back and forth saying, like, where should we meet? Is that neighborhood safe for me to get home from? Will it be too crowded?
Right, none of that. The platform's team acts as a concierge. They help coordinate that critical first meeting in a safe, professional, comfortable setting. It ensures that both parties feel secure, which is really the only state of mind where real chemistry can actually happen.
And the final piece of this security puzzle is privacy, right? On so many platforms, the second you match, or sometimes even before, just by linking your phone to the app, your number is out there.
Which is terrifying.
It is. So Enslunka tackles this with protected details. Your contact information remains entirely locked in their system until mutual interest is established.
And crucially, until a specific set of confirmations are achieved.
Right. So logistically, how does someone actually enter this ecosystem? Walk me through what happens the minute a local user in Sri Lanka decides to sign up.
It starts with a process they call the lock and key journey.
Okay.
And the very first step removes the barrier to entry registration is completely free.
Really? Free?
Yep. You don't have to pay a monthly fee just to exist in their database. You create your profile, upload your photos, detail your values, and outline what you are looking for in a partner.
Okay, simple enough.
But tying back to our discussion on friction, even this free registration isn't instantaneous.
Right, because it goes straight to that human admin review we talked about. Your profile has to meet their community standards for authenticity and respect before any international guest can even see it. It's the bouncer checking your ID at the door.
Exactly. And once you are approved and inside the club, you enter the interest phase. International guests can browse the local profiles, they can read about you, and they can click a button to express interest.
Okay.
But here is the mechanical genius of the system. Expressing interest does not give them the right to message you. The platform completely masks your WhatsApp, your email, your phone number.
Here's where it gets really interesting. It's essentially a double-blind audition. neither party gets full access to the other until both have independently signaled a sincere yes.
Yep.
The international guest says, I'm interested. But a match is only actually created if you, the local partner, log in, view that guest's profile, decide you like what you see, and express interest back.
Let's pause and think about the psychological relief of that mechanism. Consider the dreaded phenomenon of random chatting on generic social media platforms. Oh, it's the worst.
You post a photo, and suddenly you have 50 direct messages from people you have zero interest in, all demanding your attention, some being incredibly inappropriate.
Yeah, it's exhausting.
This lock and key system obliterates that noise entirely. Communication is treated as a privilege that must be earned through mutual established interest, not a right granted just because someone managed to download the app.
Wow.
It ensures that when a connection is finally made, a baseline of mutual respect and trust is already there.
Okay, I love the mechanics of this, but the cynical part of my brain is flashing a massive warning light right now.
Uh-oh, let's hear it.
We've established that registration is free. We've established that the platform is providing an immense amount of manual support, human admin reviews, verifying guests, acting as concierges for dates. They are a business, not a charity.
True.
So how on earth does this system sustain itself without resorting to the endless subscription traps we see everywhere else? That is the perfect question, and it leads directly to their very unique payment structure. This activates during what they call the confirmation and connection phase.
Okay.
This is the moment where the commitment level of both individuals gets truly tested.
So let's say we have that mutual match. We both clicked interest. We both want to meet. What happens next?
First, the international guest has to confirm their visit to Sri Lanka. They have to actually make the real-world commitment to travel.
That's huge.
It is. Once that confirmation is locked in, the local partner is presented with an option. They can pay a $50 confirmation fee.
Okay, stop right there. I have to speak for the skeptical listener here. Wait a minute. $50 US.
Yeah.
That is a real significant investment, especially depending on the local economy. Why wouldn't in Sri Lanka just charge a $5 monthly subscription like every other dating service on the planet? Wouldn't that be easier to swallow?
If we connect this to the bigger picture, it might be easier to swallow initially. But let's look at the economic incentives behind those models. A standard monthly subscription incentivizes the app to keep you single. They want you on the app forever. If you find true love on day two, they lose a customer.
Oh, that's dark, but so true.
They need you paying that $5 month after month, year after year. And Sri Lanka's $50 fee completely flips that paradigm, and it does so based on three critical rules that actually protect the user.
Okay, let's break those down, because this is where the system really proves its value.
Right.
Rule number one is that it is a one-time fee. You are not paying $50 every single time you match with someone new.
Precisely. Once you've paid it, you're clear.
Right.
Rule number two, that single fee unlocks unlimited dating arrangements moving forward. You are financially empowered to explore multiple mutual interests until you find the person you truly connect with. You aren't being nickel and dimed for every single introduction.
And rule number three, which I think is the absolute masterstroke here, your private contact details are only unlocked after the fee is paid. Mm-hmm. AND, that's the big one. Andy, the international guest, has physically arrived in Sri Lanka.
Yes. That physical arrival requirement is the ultimate filter. We've all heard of the digital pen pal trap.
Oh, yeah, where they just string you along.
Exactly. People waste months, sometimes years, of their emotional energy talking to an international match who promises the world, talks about marriage, but somehow never manages to actually buy a plane ticket.
Always an excuse.
Always. By tying the release of your personal information to the guest's verified physical presence in the country, the platform forces the guest to put their money where their mouth is. They are truly invested because they are quite literally there. The $50 isn't just a platform fee. It's a gateway to real-world verified action.
It completely eliminates the time wasters. And when that action finally happens, when the guest lands, the platform's concierge service steps in. They notify you. And if both of you are ready, they facilitate that in-person meeting we talked about earlier. It sounds incredibly civilized.
It brings a sense of old-world matchmaking dignity into the digital age, really. It removes the guesswork and the sheer terror of that critical first encounter.
So we've covered the baseline. We know how to safely make a connection, how the locks work, and how the one-time fee shifts the dynamic. But what if I am a local user who wants to be a bit more proactive?
Okay.
Like, what if I want to optimize my chances of finding the right person? The platform offers these profile power-ups, all managed from what they call a dashboard command center.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the featured profile. For an optional one-time fee of just $5, you can boost your profile. Why would someone do that?
Upgrading your profile gives you three distinct strategic advantages. First, it grants you high visibility. The system pushes your profile to the top of the search results when international guests are browsing. In a sea of options, you become highly recognizable.
Well, that makes sense. Second, it gives you private access. This means you gain the ability to view private guest profiles that are completely hidden from the general free public tier.
Mm-hmm.
You are essentially getting access to the VIP lounge.
Exactly. And the third advantage is purely psychological, but incredibly potent. It demonstrates serious intent.
I love this concept. It's like putting on a really sharp tailored suit or a stunning dress for a first date. Yes, it costs a little bit of money and effort, but it sends a massive signal.
Right.
You are communicating to prospective international guests. Like, I'm not just idly scrolling through this app while I watch TV. I am taking this process seriously.
Right.
I'm investing in my presentation because I am a genuine candidate for a meaningful, lifelong relationship.
In economics, we call that signaling theory. That $5 investment acts as a psychological sorting mechanism. It separates the casual browsers from those genuinely committed to the process.
Fascinating.
And the brilliance of the platform is that you manage all of this from your partner dashboard. It acts as your personal command center.
The dashboard sounds incredibly empowering, especially compared to apps where you feel like you're at the mercy of some invisible algorithm. You have your interest list, which means you can see exactly which international guests have raised their hand and expressed interest in you. No guessing, no paying to unblur photos.
Yeah, none of those games.
You have robust privacy controls, allowing you to update your photos, change your passwords, and tweak your visibility settings whenever you want. And you have a payment center to transparently track those one-time fees. There are no auto renewals hiding in the fine print.
It's all about transparency and control. The dashboard puts you firmly at the helm of your own journey, but it surrounds you with a crew that is actively supporting your navigation.
Which perfectly transitions us to the overarching theme of this entire deep dive. All of these features, the verified guests, the double-blind locks, the specific fee structures, the dashboard, they aren't just clever tech tricks.
No, not at all.
They all serve a much higher purpose, protecting the dignity of the local user. And Solanka positions itself not just as a piece of software, but as a personal advocate.
They are very explicit about this. They deeply understand how paramount privacy, reputation, and social standing are for local partners, particularly for women in Sri Lanka.
So what does this all mean? If you're listening to this right now, and you are a local woman who has always been terrified of the social stigma, the harassment, or just the physical danger of online dating,
Yeah. What
is this platform actually promising you?
This raises an important question about the hidden emotional toll that traditional apps ignore. On a normal app, it is just you against the entire internet.
Right.
You bear the sole burden of screening every message, verifying every claim, and protecting your own physical safety. It is exhausting. And Sri Lanka's core promise is that you are no longer doing that alone. They are acting as a deliberate professional buffer between you and the wild west of the web.
They provide what they call sincere guidance, meaning the team isn't just maintaining servers in a back room. They are instructed to genuinely help you.
Yeah.
If you have a concern about a specific guest, if you feel uncomfortable, or if you just need advice on how to handle an introduction, you can literally message the team. They are your dating advocates.
And crucially, they guarantee equality of service. They pledge to treat the local partners with the exact same high level of premium service, care, and respect that they provide to their paying international guests. You aren't just inventory on a screen. You are a valued, protected member of a community.
That is a profoundly powerful distinction in an industry that usually treats users as just data points. So, as we wrap up this deep dive, let's distill the practical advice for anyone who is ready to step out of the dark bazaar and into the well-lit room.
Let's do it.
To get started with confidence, the guidance from the source material is simple. Upload high-quality photos, make them clear, make them recent, and let your genuine personality shine through.
And be completely honest in your bio. Talk about what you authentically love about your life in Sri Lanka. And be crystal clear about what you are truly hoping to find in an international partner.
Exactly. And once you are in, stay active. Check your interests regularly on your dashboard. Take control of the process. See who is raising their hand and making the effort to meet you.
Trust the process.
That's the ultimate call to action here, and it's incredibly upbeat. Trust the process. Register to meet trusted, verified guests who are actively looking for a meaningful life in Sri Lanka. Do not leave your heart, your savings, or your safety to the chaotic risks of generic social media. Under this system, no one gets your private contact details until you are both completely ready, the guest is confirmed, and they are physically standing on Sri Lankan soil.
It is a remarkable, deeply thoughtful system. And honestly, it leaves me with this thought for you to mull over as we close.
Oh, let's hear it.
We live in an era where dating technology has completely gamified romance. We have been conditioned to believe that love should be instant, effortless, and just a swipe away.
So true.
But looking at Sri Lanka's model, it forces us to ask a radical question. Could adding intentional friction back into our lives, like mandatory human reviews requiring actual physical presence, coordinating guided in-person arrangements, could bringing effort, patience, and boundaries back into the process actually be the ultimate secret to finding a sincere, lifelong connection?
It really makes you wonder, doesn't it? If you want to find something truly valuable, maybe you shouldn't be wandering around that unlit, chaotic bazaar looking for a quick bargain. Maybe it is time to step into the well-lit room where someone is actually checking IDs at the door, and where the people inside are as serious about finding you as you are about finding them.